The new novel by Gabriel Bump, The New Naturals, starts with a devastating loss. A pair of young Black academics are left bereft following the death of their infant daughter. The story charts their descent into grief and ultimately their journey underground, where they hope to create a utopia carved out of a hillside in western Massachusetts. But it's a project that doesn't go according to plan. Gabriel Bump teaches literature at the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill, and his debut novel, Everywhere You Don't Belong, was named a New York Times Notable Book of 2020. He joins us now from New York. Welcome to the show.
Hey, thanks. Thanks for the introduction, Aisha. I'm really excited.
Well, I'm glad for you to be on talking with us. So the opening of the book is very jarring. You have this couple, the mother, Rio, and the father, Gibraltar. They're dealing with the loss of their daughter. Can you talk to me about those two characters?
Yeah, I guess like when I was writing this book and I was trying to figure out like what could make these people just really want to escape the world? Like what would be the thing that pushes them over the edge? And I imagine just what the worst thing that could happen, you know, in this way that writers sometimes do, right? Like think about the most dramatic action.
It seemed like, though, even before the death of their baby, that they were already kind of trying to escape. They had moved out to, you know, moved away from the city. And
Yeah. And I mean, I guess it's like the difference between someone in, you know, New York moving upstate because they're kind of sick of what's happening to the city, or like feel kind of like the city's unaffordable, like just all these different reasons. And like taking that extra extreme step to say, okay, like we're living in the woods isn't enough. We're going to go underground. We are going to retreat totally from the world. And I know I can empathize with a lot, just especially now, just and maybe the past couple of years, it's felt like this too, but the world is just so overwhelming.
Well, can I ask you then, because a lot of the book is written, it's almost like stream of consciousness. There are all these different characters who aren't necessarily connected, but they're all searching for meaning. Talk to me about like your writing style. Like when I was reading it, you know, it felt like each chapter almost felt like a story unto itself.
Yeah. And I wanted to like really focus on these characters like an emotional level. I feel like it's a very emotional book, even though there's this like grand experiment happening. Like it's really personal. And even like the writing felt really personal. Because like when I started writing this book, I was kind of going through a hard time in my personal life, was just feeling like kind of down and out. You know, like none of my characters are me, but this character Bounce, like this young man that just can't seem to set his foot right in the world. Like nothing seems to go his way. That's like how I felt, you know? And so in those, I guess like vignettes, like these maybe just stories unto themselves, it's okay, here are these people in one specific moment on their journey. How are they coping and where are they moving towards?
You said you felt some similarities with Bounce. I just wonder that, you know, your debut novel was named a New York Times Notable Book. Like, why would you feel like things weren't going right for you?
So I started writing this book before my first book came out.
Okay. That makes more sense. Okay, so you were more, so you didn't know where you was going. Okay.
No, man. And before that, like, and that's why I'm kind of feeling more just relaxed with this second book, like just feeling, like zen or something. Because like before that first book comes out, it really does feel like your whole life is riding on this thing.
You know, I mean, this story is set up against the backdrop of kind of chaos in the U.S. and chaos around the world. How much were you influenced by current events?
Well, yeah, I mean, and it felt like in 2018 when I started writing this, it just felt like the world wasn't in the right spot. Like everything was just feeling kind of like off the rails.
And this was before the pandemic. So you were feeling this way before.
This is before the pandemic. This is before January 6th. This is before the George Floyd like protests and uprising, certainly before our two kind of like large scale wars happening like simultaneously in the world. And the lesson I learned from that hard time like 5 years ago is I'm married now, so I'm leaning a lot on my wife, you know, not just my immediate family, but like her immediate family. Like we're all kind of like finding comfort in each other, and it helps. You know, it does make the world feel less chaotic. But I mean, I don't know, like when I think about change, there's just so many different types of change that we experience. So I can use one from just my personal life. So this year, my wife and I experienced a late term miscarriage with our daughters at 20 weeks.
I'm so sorry.
Oh, no, thank you. And I mean, so my perception of change, and again, even as this book, so when I said like that Rio and Gibraltar, this husband and wife losing their daughter, like I wrote that 5 years ago, just as this, you know, trying to figure out what's the worst thing that could happen to people. And so it ended up happening to my wife and I, right? And we were like recently married. And we're so excited, like our life was changing in like the most beautiful way possible. And then just one day it changes in the worst way imaginable. And I think that like how I've come to accept all different kinds of change, both personal and societal, is by welcoming change in this way, you know, like trying to keep myself and those around me solid. And just saying, okay, whatever comes, we're going to be ready for it. We're going to love each other. We're going to deal with it.
Is that the utopia then you think that these characters in the book are really looking for? Is it the connection with each other?
Yeah, I think that that's what they end up finding, right? I don't know if, you know, the initial plan was different. And I think that what ends up being most important is this utopia they find in each other.
That's Gabriel Bump, whose new novel, The New Naturals, is out this week. Thank you so much for being with us.
All right, thank you so much, Aisha.